Tell me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Tzvi. Tzvi is a seller for Amazon. He gets products and he posts them and does his best to sell them. And Tzvi specialized in electronics. And he had 28 iPads that he was ready to post to be sold. And this is exactly what he did. Tzvi listed each iPad for $400 and was waiting to see them get sold. Tzvi went to sleep that night, and when he woke up the next morning, he went to check how the sales were going. What? All 28 iPads sold so quickly? Wow, that was really, really fast, Tzvi said. Really fast. Pretty good. Until Tzvi noticed his mistake. Tzvi had forgotten a zero. Instead of the iPads being listed for their value at $400 each, Tzvi had listed them for $40 each. Of course they were sold out right away. Oh no, what a loss, what a loss. Tzvi sat there in front of his computer in a state of shock. He put his head down in his arms and he thought, I've got to take this hit. This is a big hit. Clearly people saw my mistake right away. Maybe they even spread their word to all their friends and they just bought iPads for $40. Ouch. Tzvi went to his inbox to check his emails. And he saw an email with a strange title. It said, Yehuda from Lakewood. I don't know any Yehuda from Lakewood. He opened up the email and the email said, Hi, I'm Yehuda. I noticed last night that you posted 28 iPads at the price of $40. I sell for Amazon too. I know how much iPads are supposed to be listed for, and I realized right away that you had made a careless mistake and had listed them for $40 instead of $400. I didn't want you to take such a loss, so I bought up all 28 of the iPads. And I would like to let you know that I am so happy to take care of this together with you. We have two ways that we could go. You could either just pay me back for what I laid out. I could cancel the order if you want. Whatever is best for you. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't lose the money. Wow. Tzvi was stunned. As he read the email, he wrote back, he thanked Yehuda profusely. That means a lot. He thanked him a lot. Yehuda could have bought them up and sold them himself. But what Yehuda did was bought them all up just so that he could return them to Tzvi and Tzvi wouldn't lose the money. Wow. Tzvi had never met Yehuda. He didn't even know his last name. And Yehuda didn't even write his last name. Yehuda was a person who wanted to act with kindness, who felt part of a community, part of another person, and wanted to help the other person, in this case Tzvi, from taking a loss. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Ki Tisa, the Torah teaches us that we are counted by each person giving half a shekel, a half, not a whole, because every person has to feel like a half of somebody else. When we work together the way Yehuda and Tzvi did, that's when we feel whole. And do you know what these half shekels were used for? They formed the base of the entire Mishkan. They were melted. And these silver coins were the Adanim. Because the base of the Mishkan needs to be built from community and responsibility and caring for one another. I challenge you and I challenge myself. What are different times today throughout the day that I can show that I am whole when I help another human being? Am Yisrael is one strong community. None of us are whole until we help the other person. Shabbat Shalom.